Well, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're talking about season 4 of The Crown. And
season 4.
Yes. That is
the last season for this cast also.
That is on Netflix. One of the major things about this is a more adult Prince Charles and Princess Diana, eventually Princess Diana. Yeah. But Keith, how did you feel about this season of The Crown?
It was good. I think this season they actually did more dramatic licensing than they did from the previous seasons. And I think mostly that was just to not keep everything focused on the Princess Diana and Prince Charles relationship. Yeah. I think they're trying to stretch that out. My wife was telling me, because she followed that pretty closely, a lot of it was pretty accurate. Maybe overly dramatized, but it was fairly accurate from what reports were coming out of the palace were. Mary, you're not a fan of the cast as much as the first cast was, but I still think this cast is pretty spot on. One episode where the assassination of Mountbatten, I didn't see that coming. The IRA became the new public enemy number one. Novels, books, they were the new terrorist organization. The Princess Diana, her storyline was crazy. This is nuts. I think one of the things that they did with this is that they actually took it from both sides, because we've seen Prince Charles for the character for the last four seasons now. Easier to see his side of things and to understand where he was coming from and what his problems were. My wife, she saw this and she was just like, this is why I don't like Prince Charles. This is why I hate him. Seeing two people who just should not have gotten married at all. I don't even think they should have shook hands.
I will say that at least in the couple episodes where Princess Diana is featured, I mean, there's one in particular where they go to Australia. Kind of difficult to see where the problems were, because it seemed like they resolved some stuff and then all of a sudden stuff just went wrong again. So it's like they started off on a bad note, said they fixed it, and then started off again. So at least in that episode, it didn't seem like it worked out well. But this season, why does that person seem so familiar, but I can't put my finger on it? It's Gillian Anderson, who I know.
Yeah.
Technically, she is British. Technically, I guess. She's already a great actress. But in this, I'm like, yo, between her, the person that plays Princess Diana, Emma Corrin.
Yeah, she was good.
Looking at both of them, I just forget about the actual real person. Every time I close my eyes, I'll just see them. Emma Corrin, casting director, said, this is the person. You have gotten somebody that is eerily close to Princess Diana. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Gillian Anderson, it looked like she might have had some makeup and prosthetics, but...
Yeah, they aged her up a bit. Yeah. Gave her more lines and stuff, but she was spot on with that.
Yeah, great casting, great acting. Because I went to go look at some Margaret Thatcher videos. I mean, she has the cadence down, she has the voice, she has the mannerisms, and she went full method on it. I mean, she went full method. Embrace the role. I mean, I will say that some of the pacing felt a little off this season. Because there was another episode that Princess Margaret.
Princess Margaret.
That I didn't really like that episode too much. And then another thing that I didn't like, that I guess is just more of a nitpick, started putting disclaimers on certain episodes. But they don't do that for some other episodes where you had the one where the person broke into Buckingham Palace and that person was assumed to have some type of mental illness. But you don't put that there. A couple of other episodes, I think that one with Helena Bonham Carter, seemed like she was about to drown herself.
I think in that episode, that was one of the more dramatized elements. I think that was almost pure fiction.
Yeah, it seemed like it had to be. For me, Olivia Colman, Gillian Anderson, and Emma Corrin are the stars of this season. Then maybe the guy that plays Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
No, he was good. To your point, the one about their mental illness that they were dealing with, the family history of mental illness and stuff, I thought that was timely. I thought the pacing for the way the episodes were arranged, first two seasons or the first three seasons, that they had the momentum of the times to kind of keep the momentum going. And this one, this is the 80s. Granted, the British economy was one of the things that was getting the biggest hit. But the 80s was when Western economy was on the upswing for the most part. This is the age of Reaganomics before it all came crashing down. Wasn't a whole lot of things or word events to kind of build up on that. And they almost felt like they wanted to focus a lot more on the Princess Diana storyline and Prince Charles storyline. But they kind of missed out on some of the other events that were happening at the palace and stuff. They kind of glossed over those things. So it didn't feel as momentous as last season did or even season 2. in terms of what they were delivering and everything. Again, sorry to see the cast go. The casting, again, was done very well. Stories were good. I binged it easily. Enjoyed it. It's good stuff all around. Crown hits it again. So.
All right, so what score would you give it?
And it's not as good as the previous season. It did promote a lot of discussion between my wife and I, Princess Di and Prince Charles, but I give it a 7.5. Very watchable. I'll go back and watch season 1-2 again without in a heartbeat. I'll give it a 7.75.
All right, give it the same score. Again, those first two seasons, the first season in particular, great. That's second season, kept up the same pace. Third season is okay. This season, it's not something that I would go back to. Carrying on the trend, and I guess there's some controversy around it overseas in the UK about the fictionalization of the events, but I mean, for somebody like me where this stuff is foreign, found it entertaining, but not that great, not as great as the first season.
Once again, the caveat of anyone from Buckingham Palace is listening to this podcast doesn't detract from family. We're starting to really understand that family and go through some shit, some real stuff there. So keep your heads up. It's not people mocking them or disparaging them. Done as best they can with the information that they have. The Queen, again, just after the Crown, I always have more affection for the monarchy over there. And they go through some stuff, understand where their space is going. It'll be sad to see this crew go. I really like the actor who played Prince Charles. He kind of did a good job to me.
Yeah. Last season, maybe not so much. This season,
Sounded lovesick and heartbroken and stuff. I love Camilla. Like, then at the same time, it's like, you know what? I get that, man. It's absolutely insane that wouldn't let her marry her in the first place.
So you just marry somebody.
You got to marry somebody. You can't marry the one you want. So just marry somebody who's
love the one you with. And then that turned out to be she was more famous than he was.
Yeah. No, that was just the thing that crushed it. It was just like everything she did was a total misstep. These are two people who just are not on the same page. They never should have got married. That was just a total mistake.
Basically. But that's the Beast Game Podcast. If you have time, go watch The Crown and Beast Game Podcast.